Good evening, Dr. Schnick. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight, KNIGH2. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 10/12/2023, Mr. Knight performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/1/2023. There's been no significant change. Perinatal compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 10/12/2023, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was insignificant improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/28/2023. There's been no significant change. Perinatal compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Cricsham, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-M. This goes to Dr. Christos 1. On 10/12/2023, Mr. Cricsham performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was near normalization of airflow period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/11/2023, there's been improvement. Perinatal compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Margaret Pickett, P-I-C-K-E-T-T. This goes to Carrie Waters, comma, PA. On 10/12/2023, Mrs. Pickett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph compression normal study. Next, six-minute walk test on same patient, Margaret Pickett. This goes to Ms. Waters, comma, PA. On 10/12/2023, Mrs. Pickett performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 475 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, the saturation was 94% period. The paragraph compression normal, exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Deborah Bean, B-E-A-N. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 10/12/2023, Mrs. Bean performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period compared to a prior study dated 4/13/2023. There's been no change. Perinatal compression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 10/12/2023, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was either an improved effort or a significant improvement in response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, and when compared to 3/21/2023, there's been no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. On Paul Buzelich, B-U-Z-O-L-I-C-H. This goes to the VA. On 10/12/2023, Mr. Buzelich performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was greater than one period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was about 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant improvement. compared to a prior study dated 9/21/2023. There's been improvement. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate obstruction without bronchoreactivity showing improvement. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynn, WYNNE. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 10/12/2023, Mr. Wynn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment of flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, but a poor effort. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/7/2023, there's been improvement. Period. Of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Period. Thank you.